Can any food or any medicine change our destiny? See, here again, what we mean by destiny is important to understand. See, it's if we consider destiny as something which is absolutely fixed and unchangeable, destiny is not necessarily like that. There is certain stockpile of karmic reaction that we are meant to get, and those are going to come upon us. But the food, the medicine that we take, taking that is also a part of our duty. We have been given a particular body, and taking care of the body is my responsibility. Suppose it's a very cold night, and on a cold night I take 6 ice creams, and then the next morning when I wake up, ice cream, and then I start feeling. And somebody says, "You know, what happened?" Well, it's my destiny.
Well,
it's not your destiny. Yeah. It's not your destiny. It's just your stupidity, actually. It's my stupidity. Why did I have to eat 6 ice creams? So we have, if we don't eat properly, if we don't take proper medicines, then we are actually acting in irresponsible ways, and they will have consequences. So it's not that everything that happens to us is only because of past karma. Now, our present choices also affect. You know, so if I am overeating now, or if I am taking cold food on a cold night, the reaction will come immediately. So our present choices will also bring consequences. And by making the present choices wisely, we can avoid unnecessary adverse consequences. That's the first point. So by eating and taking medicines properly, we can avoid aggravating our destiny. Beyond that, just as there is preparation. So when we talk about destiny, we could talk about destiny more in terms of like a weather forecast, as I mentioned in the first class. The destiny tells us basically what kind of environment we are going to get in our life. Now, how we prepare for that environment is up to us. So for example, if I understand that I have a sickly body, I need to regulate my diet. And then I act to regulate my diet properly. And that itself will also help me to avoid unnecessary complications. But if we, whatever food we have, if we offer it to take Krishna and take Krishna Prasad, that also helps us to minimize the reactions to karma. But with respect to our destiny, the important point is, rather than thinking in terms of something, it's not like not a matter of skill or trickery. If there's some magic formula which I do, then I'll escape my destiny. No, there is one culinary way of rephrasing the law of karma is, then only the law of karma is, whatever action we do, that reaction we are going to get. So if you want to phrase this in kitchen terms, now what you cook, you will have to eat. Jo pakaya hai, wo pachana padega. So what we have done, we will get the reactions for that. So we cannot be able to escape the reactions. But what happens by the practice of bhakti is that those reactions don't trouble us so much. So for example, if I am going to get some sickness, if I am very much caught in bodily consciousness, then when the sickness comes, I feel it is the end of the world for me. But if I understand that actually I am a spiritual being, and I can spiritually connect with Krishna, whatever my situation is, then even if I face difficulties, even if I face a sickness, well, I can remember Krishna and I can minimize the misery that comes. So there is an external troubling stimuli that is there, and there is an internal trouble that I experience. So the external troubling stimuli may come, whatever happens, but the internal trouble that we experience, that can be minimized if we take shelter of Krishna. So, seeing our body as a vehicle given by Krishna to us, and taking food, taking medicines properly to take care of this body, not just in a mood of avoiding some future complications, but in the mood of service to Krishna, in the mood of taking care of the instrument that Krishna has given to us, that is the best way we can prepare ourselves for whatever destiny will give us in future. Does that answer your question? Thank you, Maharaj. Yes, Maharaj. Yeah, we'll come to you. You can speak loudly here. Yeah.